Good day. This is the Far Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 116 for Monday, October 24th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was up Monday, taking some direction from gains in Chicago soy oil and a weaker Canadian dollar. Canola is up by about $2 to $8, the November contract up $6.10 at $508.20 per ton. That combination of rising soy oil prices and weakness in the Canadian dollar is causing crush margins to show considerable improvement on their already strong levels. That kept canola well supported. Persistent weather issues in Saskatchewan and Alberta continued to delay the final stages of this year's harvest, providing additional support. However, scale-up hedge selling did limit the advances to some extent. Profit-taking at the highs was also a factor. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans are up, while corn and wheat were both lower. Soybeans up 5 to 10 cents, the November contract up 9 at $9.92 per bushel. Tightening global vegetable oil supplies were pulling edible oil prices up around the world, with advances in Malaysian palm oil and Chinese soy oil helping take Chicago soy oil to some of its highest levels in 2 years. A slightly weaker tone in the U.S. dollar index was also supportive for beans. However, the advancing U.S. harvest and expectations for a large crop tempered the gains. For corn, prices are down 2 to 4 cents, the December contract down 4 at $3.48 per bushel. While the rally in soybeans provided some spillover support, corn lacked any supportive fundamental news of its own and drifted lower with wheat. Harvest conditions remain great across most of the Midwest, with farmers thought to have made good progress over the past week. Wheat prices were down 1 to 11 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 11 at $4.03 per bushel. Ample world wheat supplies accounted for some of the selling, while bearish chart signals were another factor as prices retreated from nearby highs. However, quality issues with the North American spring wheat crops remained somewhat supportive, with the Minneapolis spring wheat futures lagging the winter wheat contracts to the downside. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, October 24th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.